those days that hard to know exactly, first of all, why you call it that and what the origin is. Not something you find much in Nigla Svarim. A lot in the Chassidish Svarim and the Kabbalah, apparently, there's an Indian. You see brought down all kinds of things about the Chasima we thought was an Hashanah Rabbah, but somehow we get an extension even to Sos Chanukah, whatever this means, hard to know. Again, you don't want any indication in Shas or Poskin to this effect. But obviously there's something unique in the sense that it's the last day of Chanukah, and we do say Zos Chanukah HaMizbeach at the end of the Kriyas HaTorah, after the going through the days of dedication of the Mizbeach, but in the Siyam and the Mishkan, Zos Chanukah HaMizbeach, so maybe there's a connection with Zos Chanukah over there. Anyway, just maybe a little bit of a machshava. There's a sefer called Mishneh Sochir. That's a sefer written by Rav Tachtol. He's famous for writing the sefer Im Abanim Simecha, which I'm sure you're all familiar with. Very extraordinary individual, went through tremendous yisurim of hiding and surviving the war. Had a whole dramatic about face in terms of how he viewed Eretz Yisrael and the idea of Zionism. In any case, in his drush, it's called Mishneh Sochir. He has a section on Chanukah, and he talks about Zos Chanukah. He gives about 7-8 different explanations for why it's called Zos Chanukah, and the one that I think will be most relevant in terms of just trying to mechazik ourselves is something he brings, starting off from the Divrei Chaim, the Sons of Rebbe. And from that he goes into shearing from the Bina Le'itim, one of the classic Sifrei Drush, that talks about Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is, you might say, the last day of the period of Sukkis, which really is culmination of the whole season of Yom Noraim. And the idea being that after you've gone through a period of whatever inspiration it is, so you have to somehow try to lock it in, make it real, and make it carry you further. And that's what you have in Shmini Atzeres, not to lose all the Kedusha that comes from that whole period. Everyone is going back to their regular routine. So we have this last day of Shmini Atzeres to be able to bring it in, to lock it in, and to be able to hold on to it. So he goes on and says as follows, K'mo k'nomar d'biyom hashmini shel Chanukah hu ikir Chanukah. In what sense? Leso b'yadeinu kol ha'oros ha'kedoshos v'chol ha'sichlius v'ha'soros sheheir Hashem lanu ha'yidei neros ha'kedoshos v'chanukah. So whatever it is that we've gotten from the mitzvah that we've been doing every single night, and the halal that we've been saying, and the alanisim that we've been saying, and our davening, asher ayado banu lidei dveikus Hashem v'nasa adam hasholem kibur b'svarim hakadoshim v'yom hashmini hazeh tehu achron shel Chanukah natzar oso v'nikshar oso v'libeinu shelo yovad meitanu. So we should make that connection. We have one more mincha with alanisim. One more, right? If you lost between now and Shkia, so you'll have one more Alanisim from benching, whatever it is, and the learning that we do today, it's still connected to Chanukah. Whatever the unique status of Chanukah that we have, the moments are still here for us. The Torah ubavoda lizabek b'Hashem, v'shenishabed tzichleinu l'toraso v'avodaso shehunelech achar atzasa yitzahar v'sita achara. Just like in those days, masvar tzadikim shavaoso dar v'shibdu tzichlam l'Torah, so we do as well. And he concludes with this pasuk in Yeshaya, Beis Yaakov v'chul v'nelcha ba'or Hashem. What does it mean? Derech drush, Beis Yaakov yiru shetamid yelchu ba'or Hashem. Zul Chanukah. Gam achar avor yemei Chanukah yishar v'kirban ha'oras or Hashem ha'oras or Chanukah shul yovad meitam, and we should continue to travel and go in our path the darkei Tor v'yira with the or Hashem, with the or of Chanukah. I thought it would be a nice way to put it in perspective. Everyone with himashahu, whatever we've been able to assimilate and integrate in the Mechazik ourselves from Chanukah, so we know Zos Chanukah is a chance to make it real. So instead of, you know, just seeing it as just another day of Chanukah, but somehow recognize that this is opportunity, just like Shmini Atzeres, Sukkot has that quality of locking in what we have there. So in this own way as well, the Zos Chanukah, the power of everything lies within this. More down to earth for all of us. We should be able to take the chizuk and carry it further.